Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to Kaya Limited earnings call hosted by Dolat Capital. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star, then zero on your touchtone phone. Please note that this conference call is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Sachin Bobde from Dolat Capital. Thank you, and over to you.
Thank you, Yashasri. On behalf of Dolat Capital, I welcome you all to the Q3 FY25 earnings conference call of Kaya Limited. Hope you all and your family members are staying safe and healthy. From the management side, we have with us Mr. Rajiv Suri, Global Chief Executive Officer, and Mr. Arihant Dhariwal, the Chief Financial Officer. Now I hand the floor to the management for their opening remarks, and then we would have question and answer session. Over to you, sir.
Thank you. Good evening, everybody. I would like to welcome you to the conference call on the company's behalf. The investor presentation has been updated on stock exchange and contains the financials, key metrics, and business updates. I hope you have had a chance to go through it. Let me begin the conference call with highlights of the quarter three performance. Clinic business registered an 8% growth in revenues versus quarter three FY24. Services business registered a revenue from operations growth of 9% over quarter three FY24, mainly driven by categories like body contouring, hair care, anti-aging and brightening and pigmentation. Clinic product business witnessed an 8% growth versus quarter three FY24, mainly driven by categories like hair care, bath and body and sun care, though the overall product revenue remained flat versus last year. Anti-aging category grew strongly at 28% over quarter three FY24. Body category continued to show strong growth of 22% over quarter three FY24. Hair care services, aided by advanced diagnostic tools and revamped customer journey, witnessed a 22% growth over quarter three FY24. NPS scores continue to trend higher in quarter three FY25 at 88, reflecting Kaya's renowned great customer experience. A quick update on other initiatives. Expansion. Kaya launched one new clinic in quarter three in East Road, Chennai. It is the fifth clinic in Chennai, which is enjoying a 5-star Google rating, making the overall new clinics to date as 3. Clinic refresh, relocations. A total of 7 clinics have been relocated since the start of this financial year. On renovations, as part of our continued clinic refresh initiative, we renovated 6 clinics in quarter 3 FY25. These clinics are in Hyderabad, Pune, Vizag, Noida, Guwahati, and Coimbatore, and are enjoying positive customer sentiments as captured in Google reviews of the clinics of between 4.5 and 4.7 star rating. A total of 13 clinics have been renovated since the start of this financial year. On service technology, to uplift customer experience and efficacy of our services, we invested in 18 new dermatology machines, including in brightening and pigmentation, acne, hair care, and laser hair reduction in quarter 3 FY25. On innovation, Kaya launched its proprietary Clear AI app, which delivers a comprehensive analysis of skin health, identifying specific concerns such as aging, acne, acne stars, blemishes, and open pores. The app is backed by Kaya's expert knowledge of Indian skin types, drawing from a rich database of over thousands of Indian customer references to ensure a highly advanced diagnosis when coupled with dermatologist consultations. The AI engine, trained with these annotated images, makes the tool highly accurate for skin analysis, ensuring personalized and effective skincare. New product development contributed to 5% of Kaya Clinic collections. On new service development, it contributed to 7% of Kaya Clinic collections. Use of marketing automation, including WhatsApp bot and web bot, helped improve customer experience, easing the appointment process. On our Kaya Smiles loyalty program, the Kaya Smiles program contributed to more than 90% of Kaya Clinic collections in quarter 3 FY25. We focus on experiential marketing for our Kaya Smiles Platinum and Kaya Smiles Gold Elite customers. In quarter 3 FY25, the loyalty program collections grew by 14% versus quarter 3 FY24. On the people front, in quarter 3, Kaya has been certified as a great place to work 5th time in a row, and Kaya continues to be one of Avtar and Seramount's 100 best companies for women in India, having secured a spot in the Hall of Fame for 5 consecutive years. Now going on to the Middle East business, the sale of Kaya Middle East FZD and Kaya Middle East DMCC, along with their subsidiaries, have been consummated on 6th of June 24 and 14th of November 24 respectively, and the group has recognized a gain on sale of discontinued operations of 113.5 crores as an exceptional item in the consolidated financial results during the 9 months ended 31 December 2024. On the financial performance for the quarter, revenue from operations stood at the standalone level at Indian rupees 58.4 crores for the quarter, a growth of 5% over the corresponding quarter 3 FY24. Standalone loss after tax and other comprehensive income for quarter 3 was negative 15.5 crores. Which includes loss on sale and impairment of investment of 4.6 crores as compared to loss of 2.9 crores over corresponding quarter 3 FY24. The detailed financial information and investor presentation has been already uploaded, and you may refer to that for additional information on the performance. I now open the session for questions, and my colleagues and I will be glad to answer them. Thank you.
Thank you very much. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on their touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. We'll take a first question from the line of Ishit Sheth from Anvil. Please go ahead.
Hi. Good evening, sir. Thanks for taking my question. Two questions. One is basically, if you look at the top line growth for India business now, after a while we've seen this move up from your run rate of 51 crores to now 58 crores. Typically what used to happen was that incremental 7 crores of revenue run rate would translate into 5.5 crores of EBITDA, because your fixed cost, back end cost remain the same, gross margins for the services business remains high for services and products. So typically that should have come to EBITDA. Now where is this disconnect happening now as we speak today? Has the margins in product business gone down, or are we investing more because of newer clinics and the losses have happened because the new clinics take time to ramp up? So that is question one. Second question is on your financials, net debt, what is the position today? I read in the press release that net of the repayment that we're doing to the promoters, what is the kind of repayment we're doing and what is the net debt after this? And the third thing is on rights. rights or, you know, we were discussing of raising funds through rights to accelerate growth. Where are we on that journey? So if you could just elaborate on these three points.
So, hi, Ishit. Arian this side.
Hi.
So we'll start with your first question, which was more on key, even after there is a growth in the top line, the numbers have not been seen on the EBITDA. So there are multiple reasons. So one of the reason is, if you look at our growth, those have mostly came from the categories like anti-aging and body contouring, and these are high consumable categories. So the gross margin on these categories are comparatively low as compared to the other market bucket categories. So one of the reason is that my cost of goods sold has gone up as compared to the previous years, because the price point has been higher on these categories.
Right.
Secondly, since to drive the collections and net revenue, we have invested on marketing as well. So there's an increase in the marketing cost, which has helped us to achieve this kind of growth. So these are the two major reasons why, if you would see on the financials also, there's a good amount of increase in the cost on these lines.
Okay, got it.
Yeah, with respect
to your debt. Yeah.
Yeah, with respect to your second question, so total debt as on date is around 143.72 crores, and we have a cash balance of around 18 crores. So the net debt balance is 124 crores. Though we have taken an approval to take an additional borrowing of 18 crores, but that is more to, you know, approval to meet the working capital requirements and to open new clinics in future. Coming to your third question with respect to rights issue, see, we are still, the rights issue size more or less remains same, which we have already taken approval from the board, and now we are waiting for a new amendment on rights from the SEBI, which is yet to be notified, because that really helps us to complete the rights issue on a more faster pace as compared to the old process.
Got it. So what is the timeline we are looking at? Maybe 3-6 months or?
Yeah. So look, when SEBI will announce the effective date of the amendment of the legislation, we will apply as soon as practical. Basis knowledge that we have, we are not sure, and of course, subject to what SEBI will finally announce. The processes they have announced is 65-75 working days, is what seems to be the process. It could be longer, but
Got it.
We are still awaiting the clarification and notification from them, which will, you know, give us more clarity on the timeline.
But I think from a company's point of view and promoter point of view, we are ready to go as soon as practical.
Got it. Sir, and just since I have you here, can you just share about what the strategy for growth will be, provided we get the money through the rights and everything? How do we see growth? Because I think at some point of time, we also want to create a self-sustaining model as compared to what we are in the last few years overall.
So look, we've grown in this quarter, the plan is to continue trajectory of growth. We are taking additional funding from the promoters in the interim period between now and the rights issue, so that we can continue our expansion program as well, which will again add to our growth objective. And we will see growth coming from organic, which is like-for-like growth, as you have seen this quarter. In addition to that, from the expansion. And we are not going to sort of hold the expansion program awaiting the rights issue, but the promoters are funding us to make sure we have sufficient capital until the rights issue happens.
Got it. So is it fair to assume?
I request you to join back the queue, please, as we have other participants waiting.
Sure, sure. Okay.
Thank you. We'll take the next question from the line of Aditya Singh from RoboCapital. Please go ahead.
Hi, thank you for the opportunity. Sir, there are two questions. First, I want to know what is the pre-Ind AS EBITDA that we are targeting going forward? And second, what is the growth pipeline that we are envisaging as of now? Growth pipeline in terms of number of stores.
Hi, Aditya. Arian this side. So currently, our clinic EBITDA tends to around 28% on an average company size. We internally have a threshold to, you know, achieve a clinic EBITDA of more than 30%. So So this is the current situation and what our ambition is. With respect to opening of new clinics, three new clinics we have already opened in this financial year. One more clinic we are planning to open in this financial year. For FY 2023, I think it's a forward-looking statement, and currently, I think I won't be able to comment on that.
Oh, okay, no worries. For FY 2025, how much did you mention?
So three we have already opened and one more, so around four.
Okay. All right. All right, so those are my questions. But you didn't answer on the pre-Ind AS EBITDA margins that the company is going to stabilize around. As of now, I believe it is around... Sorry?
Clinic EBITDA is around 28%, which is pre-Ind AS at the clinic level. And,
Okay.
Our ambition is to reach somewhere greater than 30% to make the company EBITDA and PAT positive.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you. We'll take our next question from the line of Gaurang Ved, an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Thanks for the opportunity. Hello, Team Kaya. My question pertains to our growth strategy going forward. Looking at the size of opportunity where the industry is growing in high double digit, large unorganized market, high NPS score, high pedigree management and promoter, then why aggression is missing in terms of new store addition and expansion plan? Is this because we don't see much high business momentum as desired in short to medium term? I think we are behaving like a mature company very early in our growth cycle, so any color on that will be highly appreciated.
Look, I think the company got the ambition to grow faster. The rights issue, as you are aware, has taken us longer to implement, and as soon as the rights issue guidelines are announced by SEBI, we will then do the rights issue and be much more aggressive. The plan is to have an aggressive expansion plan. We have mapped the market. We're working with another tech tool in terms of scoping the market. So the market scoping work has been completed using an outside source and consulting company, along with our operations team. We have identified the catchment areas, and the strategy has been agreed. And now, we are slowly, you know, we have been a bit slow in terms of the expansion because we are also testing the hypothesis of what works best, because expansion must come with profit and not for the sake of expansion. And like I mentioned, we have received, or we will be getting the funding to start this program, as soon as possible. And so you will start to note, quarter to quarter, an incremental in the expansion program.
Thank you, sir. That was quite helpful. But just to, in addition to that, so basically my question pertains to mainly on a store addition. So R will be in the historic line, or we'll see a significant expansion in the store addition going forward, or it will be historical line, like 8-10 store addition a year?
In the last few several years, we haven't opened any clinic. We started the expansion last year, where we opened four clinics, and we've opening four this year. But the intent is to be much more aggressive, and like I mentioned, you will see that playing out in the next few quarters.
Great, sir. And can you elaborate more on the tie-up with Marico? You told that in this quarter, you will be able to give some color. So is it possible for you to share more details now on the tie-up with Marico regarding our product?
Yeah. So I think the we can mention to you about the sales we have made.
The sales for the quarter from the Marico perspective is around 2 crore, what we have done. And rest all the arrangement, the collaboration remains the same, which we, I think, explained in the earlier investor call. So the only, I think, highlight I can give you is the sale, what we have done to-
So that is the billing which is-
Yeah.
Thank you very much, sir. Wishing you all the very best.
Thank you, Gaurang.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, to ask a question, please press star and one on your phone now. Participants who wish to ask a question may please press star and one on their phone now. As there are no further questions, I now hand over the conference to management for closing comments. Over to you.
Thank you for participating. We appreciate the time you have taken to attend our investor call. Good evening.
Thank you. On behalf of Dolat Capital, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us, and you may now disconnect your lines.